Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where you get all your sex information that you need, that you want for the new year. Yesterday's show, we talked about sexual resolutions. What are your sexual resolutions? It's important to make them because, you know, I know a lot of you, you're listening to the show because you want to improve your sex life. You want to have better sex, and this show is the way to do it. So we hope that you all subscribe and become Friends with Benefits members this year. It is $4.95 a month. You get first month free, and it's the best deal in town. Because we are going to tell you every single thing that you need to know about improving your sex life and your relationships. And that's what we do here at Sex with Emily. So today's show is one of my favorite shows that we do. It's Intern Sex Toy Review Day. And we've got some great sponsors of this. We've got AdamandEve.com, and we also have Jimmy Jane. They make some of the best toys. Adam and Eve sells a whole host of toys, lots of different brands. And Jimmy Jane makes their own exquisite creations of toys that we're going to show you in a minute that you're just going to love. And if you want to buy any of these toys, if you go to adamandeve.com, you put in coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, and you get the Kim Kardashian CD. I mean, come on, how good is that? You get the Kim Kardashian sex tape, you get free adult gifts and free shipping. And then at Jimmy Jane, if you put Emily25 at checkout, you get a discount for orders over $100. So today we're going to be talking about that because it's hump day. And it's a great day to use a vibrator. And we are also have a new poll up. You got to go vote on our poll. It is, what do you want to accomplish in the bedroom in 2012? A, a threesome. B, I want to try a new sex toy. C, get tied up, maybe a whip too. D, mutual masturbation. Or E, other, let us know. Emails, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We'll also be reading your emails, some emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can always email me there, and we try to get to most of your emails if we can. And also, my app, Kegel Camp, is doing amazing in the iTunes store. People are loving it. So Kegel, like, talk. Everyone's got their new exercise program for the new year. You're going to the gym more. You quit smoking, whatever you're doing. You should be doing the best sexercise. It's the most important sexercise that you're not doing. Kegels help women have longer, stronger orgasms. They help men last longer in bed. And they're really easy to do a few times a day. And my app walks you through it. You sets timers and you can remind yourself to do it throughout the day. So it's super fun. So I've got a whole host of toys sitting in front of me on the table here. If you're watching the show, as you know, you can watch or listen to the show or do both. And I've got a bunch of toys here that my interns have all graciously use their own bodies to test the toys, which is awesome. And we've got some other stories for you. So we're going to get into that. And I just want to say that there's a bunch of different kinds of toys. And a lot of times people who don't use toys or have fear of toys, you might be the person who needs it. Because only 30% of women can actually have orgasms during penetration, during intercourse. And so a lot of times most women need clitoral stimulation. You need something on your clitoris to help you orgasm. Sometimes your finger or your partner's fingers will not be enough. So you can use a little vibrating bullet, or you can use these mini massagers. They're awesome. And for men, a lot of men, I hope this has changed, okay? I've been doing the show for a long time, and I know that there's this thing that a lot of men, there's a stereotype that men are afraid of vibrators. They're afraid, like, once you get the vibrator in there, she's no longer going to want my penis. And I'm here to tell you that once and for all, that is so not true. I think that men should be embracing vibrators. They could be your new BFF, because they do the work that you don't have to, the work that you're trying to do and you're not getting quite there to orgasm. Vibrators will send her over the top. And a lot of men have reported that the vibration feels amazing to them as well. The vibration on their penis, on their balls, feels great. So we're going to talk about all of that today. So don't fight vibrators. Just join them, right? Okay, first up, we're going to talk to Kelsey, who's my assistant, actually, and she's going to come on over, right, Kels?
Yes, I'm coming on over.
Okay, come on over. We can move the camera back. You can now see Kelsey and I in the camera. Okay, Kelsey, my darling, you've been here a while. You've tried a lot of sex toys. So where would you like to start? We've got a potpourri of toys
okay.
here that you've tried.
I would say that I would start with the Form 3.
Form 3. Form 3, okay, so this is from JimmyJane.com. And Jimmy Jane, their toys are, first of all, they're award-winning. They're like the iPhones of vibrators, okay? They worked beautifully. They're the kind of toys that you can leave out on your nightstand. No one's even going to know that it's a sex toy, which, not that it matters if you have no issues with that, but they're beautifully shaped. They work really well, and they are just my favorites. So let's get into the Form 3. So here's the Form 3. I'm holding it up to camera now if you're looking at us. It's a waterproof rechargeable vibrator, and it kind of looks like a tongue.
Yeah, and it's super cool because you can put your finger, and it's like really thin, but it still vibrates, so it kind of feels like you're masturbating, actually, with it.
It's like a masturbation tool.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like this big, bulky thing. It's like this really small, adorable. Mine's pink. And you kind of just like get to like put your finger into it and like find the perfect spot, which is really cool. And what I liked about it too is it's like really quiet and discreet. And I actually was able to use it during sex.
Ooh.
Because it is like so, you know, it's so small that it's like not a big deal.
Right.
It's like if you're like first starting off with someone and like, I mean, you've never had a vibrator in bed before, I would suggest doing the Form 3 because it's like, it's a good way of like having a vibrator in bed, but not, you know.
It's not like it's a big obtrusive thing. Like, yeah. We're going to talk about the Hitachi Magic Wand in a minute, which is a big vibrator. But this is like, it's very discreet. It's cute. It's pink. You like want to play
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
You want to take it for a walk.
I leave it on my nightstand. It's adorable. And it charges and it has like a bunch of different like speeds and stuff.
Right.
And
you can do different speeds.
You can do the thing where it goes like,
Right, exactly. The zh. It has different motions, so it's not just the it's the zh or the boop 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 boop.
Different.
So it's like not just one thing. It's like a bunch of different vibrators. It's like a bunch of different vibrators in one. So you use it during intercourse. How was that?
It was good. It was fun. It was like it kind of fits nicely. It's like a little heart. So it was a lot of fun. It's great because like whenever you're having sex, like most of the time you're not getting enough clitoral stimulation.
You are not. That is a problem that a lot of women have.
I mean, it's like the same thing as if you were like to like rub your clitoris during sex, only it's a lot better.
A lot better because it's vibrations and it's steady and you don't have to worry about it. And it's like, again, it's really lightweight. It's quiet. That's a big complaint we hear about vibrators too. It's like, how discreet is this vibrator? Because if you have roommates, you don't want them to hear in the next room. They know exactly what's going on. Do we want your roommates to know? No. And you don't want your boyfriend either or your partner to be like, what is that? It's like distracting, but this vibrator is not distracting and it's waterproof. You can take it in a hot tub.
Yeah, it's super classy. I mean, I feel like all Jimmy Jane products are kind of like that, you know?
They're very high end.
It's a way of making like, you know, a sex toy. It's not a sex toy though. It's like a product or a vibrator designer type thing. So yeah, it's really cool. I love it. It's super cute. And it goes in perfect contrast with my other vibrator.
Okay, let's go to the other one.
I actually have the Hitachi Magic Wand, which you can also get at Adam and Eve. But this is the Magic Massager,
The Magic Massager. I'm holding this up to camera as well. You can get it at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. And it's like the Hitachi. So real quick on the Hitachi Magic Wand. The Hitachi Magic Wand is an infamous vibrator. It's been around for a long time. You plug it into the wall, and it is like they call it the Mack truck of vibrators because the vibrations are so intense, and they feel it's not for insertion. It's just for clitoral stimulation, and it's one of my go-to favorites.
Really great.
So, what was your experience? And again, you can get the Hitachi or at Adam and Eve. You can get the Magic Massager, and they're the same. It's the same thing. So talk to me about that, Kelsey. What was your experience like with the Magic Massager?
It's been really, really great.
She didn't come to work for a week after she got it. I was sort of upset, but then I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's sex with Emily.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I could have like 8 orgasms in a row. Those are like good nights, though. Those are like special.
Right, because it keeps coming. It's so intense. It makes me want to have one right now. I kind of want to whip it out.
Yeah, I actually used it the other night during sex as well, which was a little more difficult than using the Jimmy Jane vibrator because like I could only do it in like doggy style and I couldn't move at all.
Right. It's plugged into the wall.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't move at all. That and it's just like so big and bulky. If you move at all, then you'll get it off your clitoris.
Right.
So. But it was awesome. And
how'd your boyfriend feel about it?
He loved it.
What did he love about it?
He loved the vibrations.
It felt good to him. See, that's what I was saying earlier is that a lot of men think, oh, it's for women. But the I've had so many men say that the vibration actually feels really good for them on their balls and their penis. They're not used to vibrations either. So why, if it feels good to us, why wouldn't it feel good to them?
Yeah, and plus, like, it's easier for, you know, a woman to orgasm using a vibrator while having sex. So it really just makes you seem like you're super awesome at sex.
Exactly. So, and we're not saying, it was the vibrator, not you. You were there, buddy. And we're not taking any credit away from you or your penis or anything you're doing. We're just saying this is a nice little enhancement and an accoutrement to the whole sex experience.
Especially doggy style, because that's like one of the most like deep penetration positions, and you're getting like this super intense like,
right.
So it's pretty awesome, and then like it's just fun too, like doing the thing where like they watch you use your vibrator.
Yeah.
And
You said that your boyfriend had a really positive experience.
Yeah,
he'd never used one before, right?
Been with the woman. He has his own vibrator collection. So.
Oh, he does? Oh, okay, well that's another story. But he was down. He was like psyched. Yeah. He was like, oh my god, Kelsey, this is really cool. Okay, great. And then we've got – and again, you can get that at Adam and Eve. Use coupon code Emily at checkout for discounts. Have 50% off, I think, most items. And then, Kelsey, do you want to talk about your Venus Butterfly experience? I'm holding this up to camera. It's called the Venus Butterfly, also from Adam and Eve. And it's a remote, removable bullet, adjustable straps. How does it – it goes around your legs?
Yeah, it's really power. It looks kind of awkward on, but
you're supposed to wear it underneath your clothes, right?
Or
you
can. Yeah, I mean, what I did is I got a skirt. This is my recommendation: a skirt with like high-waisted skirt with pockets. So so I can put the remote control in it.
Nice.
And it doesn't look like you have a penis and balls. So
that's awesome. I love that.
But
and it has a remote control, which you could also give to your partner, right?
Yeah.
You could have your partner do it, but you wore it yourself.
Yeah, I did. It was a little experiment. I wore it on public transportation, and it was fun. It was a little awkward because I felt like people could hear it.
Right.
And I thought the public transportation noises, like the bus noises, would be louder.
Would they be drowning out your vibrator because,
but,
you know.
Yeah, people are giving you strange looks.
But I'm sure that no one's thinking, what's that strange noise? Oh, she's got a Venus butterfly on her crotch. I mean,
that
probably
true.
Wasn't happening.
And it made going to work that day, the commute, a lot more fun.
I love that you did that. That is my favorite story of all
time. But I did
times.
Not get off on the bus.
You didn't get off a fart. It's hard. I mean, it's enough to even do it. So that's cool. So anything else you want to say about toys and how you feel about you? Like, it's been good for you, right?
Yeah,
like,
I love them. I'm super, like, even though I'm in a relationship, I still use a vibrator often. And I think they're great during sex, especially if you can't, you have problems orgasming during sex. Like, it's amazing. So
yeah, it'll get you there. It'll get you over the edge every time. Pretty much. It's a sure thing. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it, Kelsey. Anything else we have to add? Any other sex
caves
or anything?
It.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right. So those are from Jimmy Jade and Adam and Eve. Okay. Next up, who would like to come talk? Lauren. Yay. Intern Lauren. Come over here. Let's talk about your sex toys. Are they here or are they not all here?
Let's see.
Did you have the form?
Form two.
This is also from Jimmy Jade. Okay. This is epically amazing. Hold on. Let me get it out of the box. How do I get it out? Okay. Let's get it out of the box here. So this is the Form 2. It is powerful, flexible, vibrating ears, dual motors, high-performance lithium polymer battery, digital vibration modes. It's waterproof and bath-friendly. And it's got what I like about this vibrator, and then Lauren's going to get into it in a minute, is that the Form 2 – it's kind of like, you know how everyone loves the rabbit? The rabbit vibrator is like the infamous vibrator. It's sort of like just getting the ears of the rabbit. And it's like good. You can put your clitoris in the – see how it has these two little prongs here? You can put your clitoris in the middle, and I don't even want to tell you how amazing that feels. But, Lauren, tell us about your experience with the Form 2 from Jimmy Jane.
Okay. So as you may know, because I've said it before, I only usually have G-spot orgasms. And I've probably...
Lucky bitch. Anyway.
I've only had, like, a handful of, like, clitoral orgasms, I guess you can say. I brought this bad boy home, and I charged it in the office because I just wanted to use it right away.
I know. Everyone, the day that the Jimmy Jane package arrived, like, everyone was, like, all the outlets were used because everyone was charging their vibrators. So funny.
So awesome. So I live in this, like, little cramped San Francisco apartment. You can barely hear it, like, under the covers when it's on, like, the highest vibration. And it is amazing. Oh, my gosh. I probably have used it, like, out of the last, like, 30 days, like, 25 days.
Are you serious?
I love masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That is awesome.
Yes.
So, and it's such a great one because you can travel. You can charge it, and it stays charged for a while, right?
Yeah. I've only charged it twice now.
Okay, that's amazing. That's really good to know. Okay, and the charger's so cute.
It is. I know. I keep it on my nightstand, and my roommate doesn't know what it is.
Right, you can't tell what it is. That's a thing. A lot of people are like, I gotta hide my vibrator in this box under my bed, and it's like, these are really pretty. You can just, like, keep them out. No problem.
Yeah, this has definitely become my favorite. I have a collection now thanks to working for Emily.
That's one of the perks.
Yes.
So that's great. So you would recommend this, and how do you use it? If you put it against your clitoris, do you use those little, the little ear things?
Yeah.
The prongs?
I literally, like, you can just, like, hold it down there and put, like, one of the vibration modes on and just, like, keep it down there. And it does, like, basically all the work. Like, put your clitoris between the two little ears and heaven comes.
Heaven comes. No pun intended. And she's used it 25 out of the last 30 days.
Still,
I love it.
No lie.
So that's a Form 2. And again, if you want to buy any of these, $25 off purchases of over $100, go to Emily's pick page. If you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, you'll see Emily's picks for Jimmy Jane. And you click on that and you put an Emily 25 at checkout and you can get one of these bad boys vibrators. And they're great for Valentine's Day too. Great gifts. Okay. Did you use any of these other ones or is that what we got for you?
I got this Kama Sutra DVD.
Oh, talk to me about that.
From Adam and Eve. And we started watching it in the office. You weren't here, but we like just started watching it in the office. Then I watched it later that day, and I used some of it.
You did?
Weekend.
Like, what did you learn from it, Kama Sutra?
I was actually looking, like, seeing positions I've never seen before, and I was like, oh, that's my favorite. And there was the wedge in there, too. They were showing
the wedge.
You how to use
She's
the wedge.
She's got a wedge. She's going to, from Adam and Eve, she's going to review that on the next show.
I'm so excited.
Which is
for
the
that.
Wedge that you use for sex to kind of prop yourself up. You put it on your butt, your back.
The Liberator.
The Liberator. The Liberator. That's an awesome gift, yes. too, because that's a couple. That's a good gift for couples.
It's going to be interesting walking through San Francisco with a giant wedge.
She's got to carry it home today. I'm like, sorry, honey. You got to walk home with the big vibe, with the big Liberator. So what'd you learn about Kama Sutra? Because that's kind of elusive to some people. They're like, what's Kama Sutra?
Yeah. So it was really into, like, they were teaching you the importance of foreplay, what you can do to enhance the foreplay, like, what, like, if you're not really into it. Or if you don't really, you're kind of clumsy about it, how you can make it smoother and how it can be more of like a seductive, like just as important as like actual penetration.
So. Okay. Got it.
And
That's
it was,
cool.
Yeah.
And it's called the Kama Sutra DVD?
Yeah, I think it's like the Guide to Kama Sutra. We can post it on the...
We'll post all these toys yes. on the blog when we get back.
And it wasn't awkward to watch either. It's actually pretty well made.
Okay, that's awesome. And that's good. So you, and then what about last night? What happened? Sorry, this is just a vignette. Lauren came in today and she was like, oh my God, last night she had some fun.
That's why I look kind of grungy right now. So last night I had some fun. I had some outdoor fun, actually.
Outdoor fun? I didn't know this. What do you mean?
Well, like, we couldn't go back to my place and we couldn't really go back to his place. And he walked me home and... Well, there is this nice little back part of my backyard area. And, well.
Did you have sex outside?
Yeah, we did.
You did? Oh, my God. In your backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, why not? In your backyard. It was good?
It was really good.
Outdoor sex is a good, that's yes. a good resolution for the new year if you've never done it.
Yeah, and I've just been using my my vibrators lately. I haven't been getting much action.
Except for last night.
Except for last night.
She was still on time for work, which is awesome.
Still on time for work. Oh, and I was going to say something about how boys and men should not be intimidated by vibrators like my ex-boyfriend was.
Oh, was he?
He was very much intimidated. And I told him, I was like, we're going to do this right now. I whipped one out and I was like, and you're going to enjoy it.
And you're going to like it.
And he was like, I don't know. Like, why can't you just have me? And I was like, it's two different experiences. Like, you can't replace a man with a vibrator.
No, we are not replacing you. We are enhancing you. We are attributing it to you. And I mean, it's, don't worry about it.
After we used it the first time, he kept suggesting that we used it again.
Are you
and again
serious?
And again. Yeah.
See, that is a good story. Most men are, you're intimidated. We're all intimidated by what we don't know. We have fear around things we don't know. And I could see if I was a man, I was like, okay, so I've been having sex with her for 6 months and she had an orgasm and then she brings in this toy. But like, why not? Like, why not look at it as your ally? As your friend.
He loved that I had sex toys, too. He loved it so much. And, like, well, afterwards. Before, he was like, why are you using it now that you're with me? And I'm just like, it's two completely different things.
Exactly. So I love that. That's good. The good transgression. Maybe in transgression. Progression. So maybe this guy, the new guy, next time, if you guys ever get inside the house. Or you could just throw this bad boy in your purse. I love the form, too, because it's so little. I've traveled with it. I traveled with it to L.A. a few weeks ago, and it was like, boop, threw it right in my bag. No one knows what it is.
The fact that I think he'd be really into this is like such a turn on. I feel like he'd be really down for it. And I'm just like, cannot wait.
Oh, my God.
Cannot wait.
That's great. So. Okay, Lauren. I love it. Thank you so much for that intern review. We've got more coming throughout the coming months. We're bringing you lots of new shows. And I know we've been a little lagging on shows the last few weeks just because we had some technical stuff happening. But we've got plenty of new shows. Okay, Tiana. Lovely Tiana. Intern Tiana. You're up. You are up on deck to talk about your sex toy review. All right. We are intern sex toy review day. Talk to me.
Well, the Form 6, this makes my clitoris very happy.
Makes your clitoris. Okay. Oh, this is also from Jimmy Jane. Okay. Here's the Form 6.
Yeah.
It's purple. Uh-huh. Rechargeable vibrating massager. And it's also, what else can we say about it? It is... I think they're all waterproof, but I'm not sure.
It's my bath toy.
It's your bath toy. Okay.
Actually, any bigger toys, I like also the Adam and Eve one other my bath toys, any waterproof ones.
You know what I love about this one is the charging mechanism. You charge it in a box, right? Mm-hmm. And then the box plugs into the wall, and you can't even see what's in it. It's really cool. It's just like, again, it's very discreet. Everything about the Jimmy Jane brand is very discreet, so you don't have vibrator sticking all over the place. It's like,
and it's travel ready.
Travel ready. Travel ready to go.
Anywhere you want to go, you can take it.
So it made your clitoris happy.
It did. Okay. And it has different vibration, or you know, different levels of vibration.
Right, there's like
and
different
depending what mood you're in, and
exactly,
I love it.
It's really
awesome.
Quiet. It's travel
it's very
ready.
Quiet.
There's warranty. And have you ever used a vibrator with a partner?
No, because men get freaked out by a lot of toys.
I know.
I need
you
to meet a man that isn't.
You just bring it. You just say, "Dude, we're using a vibrator."
I want to meet a man that already has toys. That he just like whips them out of his like dresser. And I'm
yeah,
like,
really?
Yes.
But a lot of guys don't.
I know.
A lot of guys
why?
Don't. They need you to, because
they need to
the
step
women.
Their game up.
Women, you need to bring the toys into the bedroom. You need to do it. I know what you're saying. It'd be nice to have the guys do it all, but they're
or
not.
Or like something. Like something fun. Like they don't, there's nothing kink, like nothing exciting.
Right.
You know? They just have condoms.
Right.
And that's it.
That's so boring. Well, they could have.
Like,
well,
no,
you know what they could have?
Something.
Oh my God. Well, let's talk about that. Okay. So, oh, and then do you want to talk about the.
Yeah, the Sienna.
Okay, the Sienna.
That one's
this
awesome.
Okay, this is from Adam and Eve. It's recommended by Dr. Laura Berman.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get this at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. It's just like your typical vibrator, really. It's straightforward.
Yeah. It what also has different vibration or different levels.
Different speeds.
Different
okay.
speeds, yeah.
Smooth, traditional shape. It's great for internal or external stimulation. And it's got a sensual shape and feel.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love
it's awesome.
One.
You loved it. So you used it. You used
I mean, they're
it.
Both similar. Like, as in, like, the size.
Right.
And, like, the, you know, they're both really powerful is what I liked about them.
Oh, that's good. They're both powerful.
They're both powerful.
Okay. So would you think you'd use them with a guy now if you're with someone? Would you be comfortable whipping it out?
I think men get freaked out by toys because they don't know what to do with them.
Right.
So once they know what to do with them, then maybe they're a little bit, you know, down to
right, right. Or
them.
We can show it. Women, step it up and show them what right. you like and how you do it.
Yeah.
I think they're still – and I think we're changing this. I think we're changing it by doing the show, and I think we're changing it because it's just out there and the public for public consumption. Sex toys are everywhere. But, I mean, it should be the thing that we're all – I mean, everyone's embracing. They said last year, said it came out that half of all women have used vibrators. So
it's healthy. Masturbating's healthy.
Masturbation is healthy.
You need
to
masturbate.
You need to do it. Okay,
I do. All the time.
I love it. Okay. So now let's talk about this massage candle, too.
That's
awesome from Jimmy Jane. This is like one of my favorites. And it is a this is great for men and women. It's a great gift.
It smells
amazing.
Really good.
They have a bunch of scents. This is Pink Lotus.
That one smells. That's awesome.
So good. And what happens is this. It's a pretty candle. So fine. Candle. But what happens is you light it and you pour the wax. After you light it, you let it heat up for a few minutes and it creates a pool of wax as candles do. But this is a little different. It doesn't burn as hot and you pour it on your body and it's made with natural ingredients, jojoba, shea butter, vitamin E, and aloe. And it turns into massage oil. So you pour the liquid on your body. It's not too hot and it turns into the most delicious massage oil. Lotion, massage oil. So it's not like waxy sticky. So it's really hot to give your partner a massage, drip it on their back or on their front, and then just massage them all over. So it's like a candle setting the mood, and then you pour the hot wax. It is my favorite toy. I buy it for everyone. Like it's my favorite
thing. It's
pretty
awesome. And it totally sets the mood. Like if I just, you know, they don't know what it is. They just think it's a candle.
Right.
And then you kind of just like take it and
you take it and you pour it. It's amazing. And it's massage and skincare. So it's really like it's for your skincare. You light, pour, then massage into the skin.
So
and it smells.
It smells really good.
And all of their scents are out of this world.
And it's one of those like kind of breakers, like, you know, you don't know how to like initiate the first move.
Yeah.
You know, it's the perfect like.
I think guys should buy it. I think it's a great, like you were saying that guys don't have toys.
They need to buy that. They need
every guy needs
candles.
A candle by his bed. So you light this candle and you're like, hey, baby, let me give you a massage. And guys have been using the whole massage trick since the beginning of time. Like, let me massage you because they're hoping that then you'll get turned on and have sex with them. So this is a great starter for guys. It's a big tip. Get this massage candle.
Start with the massage candle and then work your way up.
Exactly. And then this is another one of my favorites. This is the iconic ring. It's like a vibrating cock ring. It is a vibrating cock ring from Jimmy Jane. As well, and this one's just like it's stretchy, so it fits on most. One size fits most. or all, I would even say. And the amazing thing about vibrating rings are they've been around for a long time. A lot of men use them to maintain erections and that they still work for that. But the amazing thing about this one is that it has a vibrator at the tip. So you can hear it. It's very discreet. I'm playing it in the mic right now.
It's awesome. I love cock rings.
And the key to it is that she – you have it on your penis. The vibrator hits her clitoris, so she's getting a vibration while you're feeling the vibration as well, and it just – it feels amazing. And so it's a great couple gift. Again, great for Valentine's Day or just
– it's a good gift.
Any day. Hump day. It is hump day right now. So it's a great gift.
I gave my guy friends cock rings.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a great present.
And they actually – they liked it.
They liked it?
Yeah, they told me they liked it. It's definitely – I feel like it's more for the female because it hits – you know,
right. But it feels good for men too because it helps them maintain erection.
Right.
And it also helps them and helps the woman. Like they're just like every – guys could whip this toy
And you could
out.
Do it in the shower. It's water friendly.
It's waterproof, water friendly. And it's awesome. It's called the Usual Suspects Iconic Ring that you can also get at Jimmy Jane's. So that's great. Anything else you'd like to add about your sexual experiences?
No. I just recommend – I definitely recommend the Jimmy Jane and the Sienna. They're
okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
I love them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I think we reviewed them all. What? Emails? Is that anything? Well, that was the email. Was about the I think we're good. What were you going to say? Okay. So there's also – I just want to say another really popular toy that I like that I didn't bring in is a pocket rocket. If you're just starting out, they're like mini massagers, and you can get them in Adam and Eve or Jimmy Jane. They're little mini massagers and they're great for clitoral stimulation. And I think it's a great starter vibrator. It's called a pocket rocket, or they have different names as well. And you can also, what else was I going to tell you about the mini massagers? We talked about the Hitachi Magic Wand, penis rings. I think we're good. I think we covered it all. So again, if you want to find any of these toys, adamandeve.com, coupon code Emily at checkout, Jimmy Jane, coupon code Emily 25 checkout. So thanks, everyone, for listening to our Toygasm show. This is our special Wednesday show. We don't usually do a show on Wednesdays, but since we've been gone, we wanted to bring you lots of love today. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.